Chapter 21. The king's heart in the hands of the Lord is like the water streams, and by him it is turned in any direction at his pleasure. Every way of a man seems right to himself, but the Lord is the tester of hearts. To do what is right and true is more pleasing to the Lord than an offering. A high look and a heart of pride, of the evildoer is sin. The purposes of the man of industry have their outcome only in wealth, but one who is over quick in acting will only come to be in need. He who gets stores of wealth by a fool's tongue, is going after what is only breath, and searching for death. By their violent acts the evildoers will be pulled away, because they have no desire to do what is right. Twisted is the way of him who is full of crime, but as for him whose heart is clean, his work is upright. It is better to be living in an angle of a housetop, than with a bitter-tongued woman in a wide house. The desire of the evildoer is fixed on evil, he has no kind feeling for his neighbor. When the man of pride undergoes punishment, the simple man gets wisdom, and by watching the wise he gets knowledge. The upright one, looking on the house of the evildoer, lets sinners be overturned to their destruction. He whose ears are stopped at the cry of the poor, will himself get no answer to his cry for help. By a secret offering wrath is turned away, and the heat of angry feelings by money in the folds of the robe. It is a joy to the good man to do right, but it is destruction to the workers of evil. The wanderer from the way of knowledge will have his resting place among the shades. The lover of pleasure will be a poor man, the lover of wine and oil will not get wealth. The evildoer will be given as a price for the life of the good man, and the worker of deceit in the place of the upright. It is better to be living in a waste land, than with a bitter-tongued and angry woman. There is a store of great value in the house of the wise, but it is wasted by the foolish man. He who goes after righteousness and mercy will get life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man goes up into the town of the strong ones, and overcomes its strength in which they put their faith. He who keeps watch over his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. The man of pride, lifted up in soul, is named high-hearted. He is acting in an outburst of pride. The desire of the hater of work is death to him, for his hands will do no work. All the day the sinner goes after his desire, but the upright man gives freely, keeping nothing back. The offering of evildoers is disgusting, how much more when they give it with an evil purpose. A false witness will be cut off, the evildoer makes his face hard, but as for the upright, he gives thought to his way. Wisdom and knowledge and wise suggestions are of no use against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of war, but power to overcome is from the Lord.